That's tearing it too far.
Yes, it certainly is.
I love baseball and all, but damn, when they barred me off the damn semi-pro or not even pro.
Yeah. Well, that's just the other teams trying to get an advantage.
Hell, I just said, hell, I was making some money. That knocked me out of money. So I got me a lawyer, a country lawyer right here in Albany. And we go up there and had to, he contacted a big chain up there, and he didn't know how to do it. But he, Clemenke Gold and somebody else, and they handled my case. And shit, we settled it out of court up there for Fort Wetbury for him.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You deserved it.
You know, that's just, it's a shame they had to do that to me. But anyway.
Who was the best, who was the best player or the best hitter you saw when you were in the majors?
Best hitter?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, Musial was a great one, and there was, well, old Johnny Myers, long ball hitter, but he was with Cincinnati. Then he came over with us and played first base with the Giants. And Musial was good, and I don't remember who hit so damn good. You know, when they all look alike when they come up there bad at me, I just work like hell on them. Somebody said, who's the toughest hitter you ever pitched against? I said, all of them. And they're all tough.
There wasn't anybody that was tougher than anybody else that you can recall?
Yeah, the one guy hit me pretty good. He was the, what the hell was his name? He played Philadelphia there. He didn't stay there too long, but he was a left-hand hitter, and damn, I had trouble getting him out.
Philadelphia, in the early 40s?
Huh?
In the early 40s in Philadelphia?
Oh, it was in the early 40s, Philadelphia, first baseman. I can't say.
Nick Etten was there.
Huh?
Nick Etten?
Etten, that's
yeah.
The guy.
Went over to the Yankees later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could hit me pretty damn good.
He was a pretty good ball player.
Huh?
He was a pretty good ball player.
Yeah, good ball player. Etten, I couldn't think of the damn name.
I think he led the American League in home runs when he went to the Yankees,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't hit too many long ones off of it, but he... he was tough on me.
Who was the best pitcher you saw?
Oh, hell, I saw some damn many of them. I think, of course, he was going out. That was Carl Hubbell was the greatest. That screwball of his. We'd sit there on the bench, and any new man come up, you guarantee he's going to strike him out twice. That thing just come up there and fell off like a dish, you know. And he's the greatest. And then... This Higbee was pretty good, but he didn't last long. Higbee with Brooklyn.
Yeah, Kirby Higbee, yeah.
And Bucky Walters.
Oh, yeah.
Started from a third baseman with Cincinnati to a pitcher, and hell, he won 19 one year. Didn't have a hell of a fastball, but he just was a hell of a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. For several years, he was awfully good.
There's several more of them.
Did you qualify for the pension?
No. I did one more year.
Yeah, I thought there was, I knew it was 46 or 47. I didn't remember when it mm-hmm. when it started. That's a shame. I talked to one fellow who didn't qualify for the pension, said he'd play today for nothing just to qualify.
Oh, sure, yeah. Can you hold this about a minute?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir, sure.
All right.
Thank you.